verse 10 through 13. Luke chapter number 13, verse 10 through 13. And as he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together and could no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loose from thy infirmity. He laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound low these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? I thought about that, and as I began to pray, and as we sung that last song, and I know we don't sing it much here, but that was on my heart, and I thought about just as I am. And I know some of us grew up in church, and others of us didn't have that privilege, and did not grow up in the house of the Lord. But whether we grew up in the God's house or outside, we all had our shortcomings. We all have that sin in our life, for the Bible said, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Wretched as we were, bent and bowed under the bondage of the devil, amen, I came to the Lord just as I was, and Jesus made a change. And I came to him just as I was, disgusting, amen, destitute, discouraged with life, but Jesus made the difference. That's what I want to talk to you about this morning. And I want to title it this, if you bear with me, Jesus can straighten you out. Amen, Jesus can straighten you out. The first thing I noticed, and whether we admit it or not, when we see people that have handicaps, and we see people that are different than us, though we might not make a deal out of it, and though we might realize that, amen, they're not impaired altogether because of their handicap, they have their strong points just like we do, amen, but it's hard not to notice their handicap. And now when you look and read this scripture, it's hard not to notice the handicap of this woman. The Bible said that she was bent. Amen. This woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together could in no wise lift up herself. I thought about that. 18 years. And I thought about her being bowed over and the what had got on her. The Bible said that Satan had bound her and that she had a spirit of infirmity. Amen. That word infirmity means sickness or weakness. And for 18 years, sick and weak in body, and though she tried, no doubt, day after day, she could in no wise straighten herself up. Amen. Can you imagine walking through life and not being able to straighten up at any time? Amen. Just for days. I remember years ago, I pulled something in my back, pulling on a generator. I could hardly straighten up for about 2 days. And when I got out of bed, when I got out of a chair, I had to get up and kind of walk like this. I had never could straighten up for about 2 days. Amen. But this was 18 years. Can you imagine the pain that she suffered? Can you imagine the miserable state that she was in? Knowing no matter how hard she tried, no matter what she did seem like, she could not straighten herself up. Can I tell you, there's things in life that will bow us over. Amen. The cares of life, the weight of this world. Amen. That sin that does so easily beset us. It'll cause us pain
pain in life. Amen. Can you imagine how it felt? Can you imagine the discomfort that she went through? Day after day, being bowed and bent over. And not only that, she had to live with her past. Amen. It just wasn't today, but last year and the year before. As she looked back, others talk about how, amen, that no doubt they had children, how that they had done this and accomplished goals in life. Amen. How that they had strove, how they had reached the mark. Amen. How that they had, amen, done different things. But when I look back, I hear Michelle sometimes testify about how God saved her at an early age. And can I tell you, that's the greatest testimony that any man, boy, girl, woman can have in life. To say, I never went to a barroom. Amen. I never got on a dance floor. I never put a bottle of whiskey to my lips. Amen. But mom and daddy taught me about the glory of God, about that way. And as a young child, I accepted him as my Savior. Amen. But I look back in life, and I remember my past. I remember how I was bowed down with care. I mean, I remember the pain of sin. I remember how miserable it was. How I searched for answers in the bottle. How I searched for answers at other avenues and ways. But I never got better. I got up the next morning. I was just as bent as I was the night before. Amen. I got up the next day. I had just as much pain. It might have eased it for a little while, but it was still there. Amen. I was still miserable. I was still undone and lost without God. You look back on her past, and you have to notice, amen, that she looks back and doesn't see achievement. No doubt she looked back and does not see the joys that others have had. Amen, but she sees the pain of that amen. She sees her posture. Amen. Notice her now. She wasn't walking upright in the synagogue. Amen. She didn't come in that day on the Sabbath saying, here I am, Lord. I need healing. Here I am, Lord. I need you to come to me. Amen. But the Bible said she was bowed altogether. I looked that up in Strong's and commentaries. It says it meant that she was bent over. Nearly double, and that's how she walked in. Amen. Notice how the weight of that infirmity bowed her down. Amen. Can I tell you this morning, I didn't see with a natural eye, but as we begin to sing that song, just as I am in the spiritual eye, I begin to notice people that came this morning bowed low. Amen. Came bound by Satan, bound by burden, bound by the cares of the world. I'm not able to straighten up. I'm not able. Amen. They're paralyzed. Amen. The Bible said she could in no wise lift herself up.
Amen. Can you imagine that? Here she was. Oh, she's been over and she can't get up. Amen. No matter how hard she tries. Have you tried it? Amen. No matter how much I seem to try. I don't know how many of you said this in life, but I did. Amen. Before I got saved, Lord, if you'll help me, I'll do better. I'll never do that again. If I just get through this. Amen. But you know what I found? Amen. Just as soon as that wore off, I was back right in the same place. I didn't find myself getting straight. I found myself getting lower. Amen. The deeper I went, amen, the more things that I hung on me. Amen. The more cares of the world, the more sin, the more weight I took on. Amen. I didn't lift up high. My hands didn't shake towards heaven, but my head bowed low, and I begin to be bent over the more.
Amen. Her posture and her paralysis. I said, there's no help. There's no hope. Amen. When you look at this woman and her handicap, when you see this woman as she was, it looks like she's too destitute. She's too far gone. Amen. But I want us to notice today. Amen. I want us to see something. Come here, Brother Joy. Amen. This woman was bowed down with care. Amen. Come stand up, TJ. Amen. Get beside him. Get in front of him right here. Go stand there against the wall, Brother Joy. Amen. TJ, stand in front of him. Amen. It's hard. Our eyes are on the handicap. Our eyes are on the woman. Our eyes are on the religious leaders. Amen. There's the scribes and the Pharisees that say it's a Sabbath day. Amen. You don't heal on the Sabbath. Amen. They say, amen, their law taught them. And their, amen, tradition said, this woman's this way because God's cursed her. She's done something wrong. That's why she's been over. Amen. That's why she can't get up. She deserves to be like this. Amen. And we get to noticing her. We get to notice the religious leaders. But if we can push that aside and notice it in that synagogue. Amen. We see her handicap. But as I prayed about this, amen, it seemed like heaven opened up. And in the corner, I saw her healer. I saw a man that's able, amen, to trouble, amen, to calm the troubled water. A man that's able, amen, to steal the storm in your life. Heal the withered. Amen. Bind up the brokenhearted. Lift those that are bent with care. Amen. Get your eyes off the handicap. And let's see that healer, amen, that's in the house today.
Amen. I don't know if she ever snuck in before. Amen. I don't know how many times she got to the synagogue. Amen. Those people were considered unclean. They wanted no part of them. But she came in that day. Hallelujah. She came in bent over. I wonder. Amen. Brother Joe, why don't you get this microphone here for me and speak into it when I tell you to. I wonder how many times she walked through the market. Amen. TJ, I want you to pass me by like you don't even see me. Amen. Don't look at me. Walk to the other side. How many times she passed by and the preachers, amen, the Sunday school teachers, the lay people of the church, come back by, TJ. How many times did they pass by? Amen. How many times, amen, did they look the other way? Has this woman passed by in her condition? Have you ever felt like nobody notices? Amen. No matter how bad I am, nobody knows where I'm at. Nobody knows the pain of my heart. Nobody knows how low I've gotten. Nobody knows the tears that I cry. Nobody knows my temptation. Nobody knows the trial of life that I go through. You know what got me? The Bible said he saw her. Hallelujah. I said the Bible said he saw her. Getting rid of the matter, Pharisee saw her. He saw her. Amen. Can you imagine in that crowd of people? Oh, it's hard to notice anybody. Especially a woman that's been over. But somehow, amen, looking down. Amen, somehow with those eyes of compassion and mercy. Amen. Brother Joy, I want you to play the part this morning. As I walk by, I want you to look on me and notice me. Now notice you couldn't probably look up, maybe side to side like this. Amen. She was bent over. But as she walked into the synagogue, amen, the Son of God. I'm not talking about an ordinary man. I'm not talking about just anybody. But Emmanuel. Amen. God with us. I saw her in that house. You reckon she saw him? This is me. Brother Jim 1, chapter 1, verse 1. This is my commentary. That's how I see it. He looked at me and saw me for 21 years. I never saw him.
21 years bent over with addiction. Bam. Sin. Oh, I need to get up. Mama, you taught me better. Oh, if Daddy knew what I was doing, if friends knew how low I got, they'd be ashamed. I'm breaking their heart. I got to stop this. If I could just get up and try and try and try. Oh, how many times did I cry and say, nobody loves me. Amen. Nobody would care if I lived or died. Amen. I'm just the scum of the earth. Oh, nobody loves me. But all the time that I've been over, I said, all the time that I've been over, I might not been in the synagogue. I might not been in the church house. But in a world full of sin, in a world with billions and billions of people, amen, in a world with a lot of folks with handicaps and burdens, amen, Christ saw me, amen, his eyes going to and fro, amen, they were on me. I chose that I looked to my right, I could not find him. I looked to my left, I looked forward and backwards, I could not find God. But Job said he knoweth the way that I take. He saw every step, amen, that brought me lower. He saw every time, amen, that I rebelled and got into sin and trouble. Oh, but I didn't notice him. I didn't pay any attention. I heard John 3:16. I heard the preacher preach. But I was bowed so low, all I could see was the ground. All I could see was despair. I had no hope. Stay right there. I'm going to help by you. About halfway. The Bible said he saw her. I don't know if she saw him. But the Bible said also he spoke to her.
Jim.
Do you remember that night? Neil, you remember when he said, Neil? Come on. I thought, boy, it'd be enough for him just to call my name.
Come on.
I remember sitting at that dinner table. Brother Frankie was sitting across from me, tears rolling down his eyes. He said, I was a drunkard. There, I'm there now. He said, I was addicted to things. I was a sinner boy. My hands and knuckles were white. My body was craving things I hadn't had in days. I remember the night before, laying in the bed, sweat just pouring off of me, shaking. Sore, aching, pain. He told me all those things that Christ had did for him. Boy, touched my heart, Brother Josh. I thought he did that for you. Ain't nobody cares for me. I went to that bedroom that night. I crawled in that old bed. Man, my heart was heavy. I thought, oh, I sure like to serve the Lord. But you know what the devil did? He brought up things. Remember what he did then? God don't want you. I don't want to be like. He will say, you're too far gone, boy. Give it up. Around 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, I was laying in that bed.
And I heard somebody say, it wasn't a literal voice. That voice that spoke to my heart.
Jams.
You know what I did? I crawled out of bed. And helped by that bed, I said, Lord, I'm going to do better. Amen. I am. I mean it this time. God, I am going to do better. I'm tired of living like this. I'm tired of being where I am. Oh, Lord, I know that you have saved others.
Amen.
But God, I'm going to prove to you. I remember, Lord, I'm going to prove to you, Lord, I'm going to do better. Amen. I'm going to start tomorrow. Hey, I'm laying this aside. I'm not going to worry about these things. I'm putting all this behind me, Lord. All the time the devil's saying, you came. Amen, you came. And the more he said, the more I begin to realize that I couldn't within myself. Hey, yes, I had to believe. I had to put my faith and trust in God. Amen. But I tried before and I failed. Amen. He spoke my name. I thought how great of him to move on me. But ain't nobody can straighten me out. Ain't nobody can get me out of this position. But you know what the Bible said? He spoke to Saul, her, and he called out to her, and he said, woman, thou art loose from thy infirmities. And he went over. Come here, Brother Joy. The Bible said he went over, and he placed his hand on her, and all of a sudden that woman that had been bound for 18 years, amen, that woman that hadn't been able to look up, amen, that woman that had been bound with care. Amen. That boy had been a sinner for 21 years. Amen. Lost in sin. Didn't know nothing about church. But that night God touched me. And I got up. Amen. I got up. Amen. No more bit. Amen. No more bowed down. No more burdened with care. Oh, I was free. And I was free indeed. Whom the Son has set free. Oh, come on now. I wish somebody leave here today. Not been down, not been over, but rejoicing. Amen. I said rejoicing that God has straightened you out. Call to me again, Brother Joy, loud. No way, Lord. I can put your hand on me. Amen. Ain't no way, Lord. Oh, I'm feeling better. Amen. Ain't no way, Lord. Amen. I ain't stood this straight in a while. Amen. I ain't been this pain-free in days. Oh, I had felt this good. Amen. The Bible said that she glorified Christ. Amen. I don't believe when she got straightened out, she said, praise the Lord, I'm better. This feels so good. Oh, hey man, I just think I'll go tell somebody, maybe tomorrow, or maybe the next day. When I get time, I'll tell somebody how that I was bound for 18 years. Amen. How that I've been, amen, been over with care and trouble. How the devil had me bound. Amen. Can you imagine? As she walked every day, the devil said, you ain't gonna never straighten out. Amen. You won't never be like the rest of them. Amen. You'll never be able to say, I've been serving God for 5 years, and I'm still here today. Amen. You'll never be able to say, if the Lord tarries, I've been on this journey for 15 years, and by the grace of God, I ain't backslid. I ain't went back to the things of the world. I hadn't done those things. I mean, can you imagine getting up and your back not hurting? Sister Dale, can you imagine getting up and be no arthritis? Sister Rachel, can you imagine never having to take another pill? Pain, whatever it might be. I ain't never told this. I'm giving you my heart. I'm going to close.
I first come here, I knew you, you know. I was among you, I was family. I first took this church to pastor. I couldn't understand why Sister Rachel and Sister Gail and Brother Tim sometimes come in and they just sit there. I thought, Lord, even if I was in pain, I'd praise you. I tried to do better. I ain't never told anybody these. I prayed. I said, Lord, let me feel what they feel. And I am no lie. God is my witness, Brother Josh. For a week, I was in horrible pain. I couldn't sleep. Man, I didn't want nothing to eat. All I did was hurt. And I prayed. I said, Lord, you got to take this away from me. It's going to help me understand. Don't get me wrong here. I'm believing God for a miracle. I know God can heal a back, arthritis, cancer, whatever it might be. He can heal kidney stones. But I know that back don't ever straighten out. Sister Rachel, if you still have to take pills all the way to heaven, raised in a pastor's home where the mom and dad loved God. You know what happened one day? Gail, Rachel, Marcia, bowed with care and sin, wherever it might have been, in the church house, wherever, here, somewhere else, came, bowed. And Jesus, somewhere in that service, said, Marcia, come here, Seth. I'm trying to hurry, but boy, I feel the Lord here this morning. 10 years old, I was about 2 years ago at youth camp. I was having youth camp. Folks were praying. You think, what in the world to be in a 10-year-old's life? 8-year-old at that time. What in the world? And the devil gets hold to him. At the age of accountability, choices to be made. I'm so glad that one night, him and the Son of God looked down and saw my boy. I said, Seth. He went down to that altar, and somewhere where their tears are falling, go kneel down right there. Somewhere where those tears are falling, and then Jesus Christ came by and said, get up. Amen. We notice our healer. We notice her healing. The Bible says she celebrated. She glorified God. That means to extol, magnify, celebrate. It's probably about 1:30 when I got saved that night. Everybody's asleep. No lights came out of heaven. No thunder rolled. No lightning flashed. The first time in 21 years, I stood up straight. For the first time in 21 years, I could actually lift my hand and say, I'm free. Jesus broke the chains of sin for me. Everybody, Josh. I don't want to embarrass nobody. Amen. Raised by a holiness preacher. Heard him preach. But you know what happens? Sitting on a church pew, you can get bowed down with things.
sitting on a church pew. Hey, man, you just get cumbered with care, get caught up, running with the wrong crowd. Hey, man, Bud Josh told me about how things went. We can get into all that. Hey, man, but he told me about that night he heard that voice. Hey, man, that said, Josh, hey, man, come unto me, all ye that labor and heaven laden, I will give you rest. Hey, man, and that night, that young preacher boy, hey, man, that young man that was running from God, hey, man, that young man that daddy, hey, man, mama cried and prayed, Lord, spare him and save him. Hey, man, God came by. All the spankings that daddy gave, amen, couldn't deter it. But you need to do better. And I told you so didn't even phase. But that night Jesus Christ came by and straightened out a wayward child. Amen. That night Jesus Christ came by and straightened out a man bound by sin, raised in the church house, knowing the voice of God. I'm glad he saw him. I'm glad he spoke to him.
I'm closing. I'm sorry. I said that. But man, I feel the Lord. Man, I ain't known this boy for a little while. We've been texting back and forth. He's come to church a couple times. And we probably text a good hour that night. He's telling me scriptures. And all these things. And man, and he said, I appreciate you listening to me. I texted him back. I said, that's what friends are for. He kind of gently rebuked me. He said, not friends, brothers. You know what I thought when he had a scripture come to my mind? A friend liveth at all times. But a brother is born for adversity. As a friend, I love you. Man, I want to see you go. But as a brother, right with you. Amen. I'm by your side. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm by your side. You know, I don't want to embarrass him, but facts are facts. You look at a man like this, tattoos, past history. How many of you passed by? You deserve it. All he deserves is what he got. Yeah, he made choices. I made choices. One night, Jesus said, kneel. Amen, kneel.
Thank God, not only that, he came to him, laid his hands on him in the spiritual sense, and said, I know you done wrong, son. I know you got a past. Amen, but I'm going to take that past right now. And you know what I'm going to do with it? I'm not going to bring it up to you tomorrow. I'm not going to talk to you about it over a year down the road. But I'm going to take all those things that you done. Amen, I'm going to take all those things that's happened in life. I'm going to toss them in the sea of forgiveness. As far as east is from the west. You know what that means? You walk east, amen, you go west, you ain't gonna never find them again. And you know what else he said? And not only that, I'm gonna straighten you out. I'm gonna use you for the glory of God. I'm gonna use you to win others and to be a witness. Amen, they saw you back down. Amen, they saw you with care. But now they see you celebrating, glorifying God. Amen, why do I go to church? Why? Because he straightened me out.
Josh was telling me last night about some of your friends. It's already seeing change in you.
Amen. Noticing what's going on. You know what's happening? Amen. They're seeing a man that was bent down with sin. Amen. Now walking, talking a different story. Won't you go with us? I don't want to go down there. Why? Amen. Because I fear for my life. Amen. I don't want to do bad to the one that's done me good. Amen. I don't want to leave. Amen. The one that's brought me out of sin. I wish somebody this morning get a hold of this and realize you came in bent. You came in burning down. But you can leave straightened up with liberty and life and freedom in the name of Jesus.
Man, look at all this. Brother Michael, come here. I ain't going to say I'm closing anymore because I ain't. I'm trying. I ain't going to lie to you. What happened to this man? He got straightened out. It's a must. Come here, Michelle. Teach our children. There's a better way. What happened to him, Brother Bruce? Come here, Abigail. Mama said, what's that, my mom? Mama said, there's a better way. You might not see what I'm seeing. Yeah, everybody here has temptations. Everybody here has cares and burdens. And always, there's no temptation taking you but such that is common to man. But God will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able to bear. And with the temptation, temptation's coming. But with the temptation, I'm locked in. I can't never get out. But with the temptation, we'll make a way of what? A way of escape. Hey, man, I came bowed down. I came burdened. How many church services did I go to and left the same way I came? How many times did the preacher say repent? And I did not. But I remember that night when I heard. And I remember that night I felt the touch. And I remember what Christ did for me.
I walked out of that room, Brother Neil, everybody was asleep. I was over in another country. Amen, everybody was asleep. I walked out of the room, and I was excited. I ain't never felt like this. But Mike Gregory said I was bubbly all over when I got saved. Amen, I was bubbly all over, TJ. Amen, I felt it all over me. I remember when you came back from Savannah. Amen, that count me when you got saved in that hotel room. You remember what you told me the first time you saw me? And y'all think y'all didn't know if you was coming here then. Amen, but you said, Brother Jim, I got saved at count meeting. Amen, he was celebrating what God done for him. Celebrating being free. Celebrating the liberty. I came out that night, I didn't say a word. Amen, but something must have stirred. Amen, that little lady walked out, didn't speak a lick of English.
That time, I didn't speak no Spanish.
Bobby, I didn't have to say a word.
She called me Jaime.
When she saw me, she said, he's had no sister Mita.
She's about as round as she was tall. She's short. She's a big around woman. She liked to eat.
I thought she was going to kill herself. She came over here in the buffets. Found out it was buffets. Boy, she liked to kill herself. She didn't have no buffets over there. She came out. She looked at me. She said,
Annie. Está salvado. Gloria, 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 Gloria. She said, I didn't know a damn. She said, he got saved.
Frankie!
That was her husband.
Hermano Bridges! Hermano Bridges! Vanga, Vanga! Frankie! Brother Bridges, Sister Bridges, come, come. And I remember my uncle walking out of that room, and all I could do was cry and say, hey, amen, I got saved, I got saved. Oh, I'm telling you this day, it's been some 20 years ago, amen, since that night happened. Amen, there's been pain, there's been trouble, there's been times of testing, but on Sunday morning, amen, February 2012, I'm still celebrating. And I'm upright. I'm still celebrating. And I've got liberty. Amen. The devil's threw it my way. But I made it, Neil. And so can you. I said the devil's come by. And he told me I couldn't. But by the grace of God, I have made it.
Look at all these. I'm not just talking about folks that are lost. I'm talking about folks that have claimed to have it. Look at all these, from young to old. They walk upright.
Not under their own mind. By the power of God, stand to your feet with us. Hey, man, y'all can sit down if you want to.
Oh, God. Sister Rachel, you and Sister Marcia, come sing 81 again, just as I am. Here's the thing.
Here's the thing. Unless you live with somebody 24/7, and then you don't know everything. I don't claim, I don't profess that God has opened the glory world and showed me the sins of your life. As a matter of fact, I don't want to know them. I don't necessarily consider it my business. All the things you've done. But I do know as I stand on this platform this morning, God showed me people that walked in just like this. But I'm thinking God's trying to speak to you. He sees you. He's calling your name. Let Him touch you. As they begin to sing, God knows where you are. And He knows how bad you've been. Don't think He's looked over things you've done, because He's seen them. Every time you've done wrong, every time you sinned, He saw you. He knows your life. And you would think that He would turn back and say, you deserve to be like that. Raised in a preacher's home, and you're going to do like you did? That's what we do. You deserve it, Josh Woods. If God never called you, boy, you gave up what He gave you. You turned your back on God. That's what a lot of folks say. Amen. But somewhere, amen, the mercy of God, amen, the compassion of Christ. He said, Josh, amen, Josh, you don't have to stay bound. You don't have to stay bent. And He came and He touched. He's wanting to do the same for you this morning. He sees your handicap. He sees your shortcoming. He sees where you've been. He sees what you've done. But yet He calls. I'm not telling you to say, I'm stopping this and I'm coming. I'm not telling you to say, well, I'm going to do this and then I'm coming. If God's dealing with you to do that, you do it. But I'm telling you, when all your troubles and cares, step out of that seat just as you are, with all your burdens. I tried, but have you tried Him? Jesus can straighten you out this morning. The altar's open. Let's do this right now. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and ask God to give us freedom. God, give us freedom right here. One more thing. I'm going to let you come pray. You know what you're looking at? You're looking at all these people. You're looking at this crowd. And you're thinking nobody cares. I beg to differ with you. I think they do care. But you know, as much as I try and you try, we can help people, but we just don't have that power. Nobody knows is where I'm at. Can I tell you right now, Jesus Christ Himself sees you and He says, come. And then the Son of God sees you. He says, come. I paid the price that you could stand erect. I paid the price that you could have liberty in this house this morning. The altar's open. Would you come? Come bowed. Come bowed. Leave restored. Come lost. Leave found. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Slave trader, bound in sin, brought out by the mercy of God. As they sang another verse in course of that, the altar's open before we call everybody in. Would you like to come and say, listen, preacher, I'm bound by things. I'm bound by a lot of things. I need straightening out. I'm tired of living this way. I'm tired of being like this. The altar's open, come. The altar's open, come.
more time. I'll let y'all pray. It's your time. Why don't you move? He's calling you to your heart. Come. Come. Be free. Now they keep singing. The altar's open. Everybody that would, let's come gather in. Amen. If you're bent this morning, the altar's still open. Time's not past. Opportunity's not gone. There's still time.